existence. Such a discovery resulted in countless studies that researchers fear to release, lest they supersede one-week-old studies. Nonetheless, these studies have given us a clear picture of how we have evolved to what we are today. The study of Homo sapiens began during the discovery of the existence of bipedal apes that lived approximately 4 million years ago. As most of us know, one of the most obvious differences between apes and human beings today is posture. There are several theories released regarding this. First is climate change. Second, apes learned other positions, such as lying down, instead of merely swinging on trees. Third is the increase in the apes' efficiency of movement. In 1974, scientist Donald Johnson discovered the fossilized skeleton of an ape, which he named Lucy. It is not confirmed whether Lucy's species was an ancestor of human beings or not, but based on studies conducted, Lucy had more similarities to us than any other species. The research on Lucy created numerous discussions about the different ape genera, including the Homo genus. Unfortunately, there is still an inadequacy in how species is defined as far as humans are concerned. Although human beings are categorized in the genus Homo, it does not mean that all members of this genus look exactly alike. It simply indicates that members have similarities to one another more than they have with those categorized in other genera. In 2003, new studies on human evolution were conducted upon the discovery of the remains of meter-high human beings inside the Liangbua cave on the Flores Island of Indonesia. The similarity of their features to that of humans easily included them in the Homo genus, but because of their height and large feet, they were separately recognized as hobbits. However, there were scientists who argued that their physical appearance was probably an effect of a disease, such as endemic cretinism, microcephaly, or Down syndrome. Unfortunately, further studies regarding midgets could not yet be conducted due to lack of DNA extracted from their remains. Learning to read. English genius Fred Sanger pioneered the DNA reading technology in the 1970s, but it was only in 1997 when a large, if not the largest scientific project, called the Human Genome Project was introduced, brought about by technological developments that occurred throughout the years. With such projects, Sanger's reading technique successfully underwent improvement and automation. The technology allowed DNA letters to be read easily at a cheap cost, revolutionizing not only the way human evolution was being studied, but aspects encompassing the field of medicine as well. Going back to the 1850s, more or less during the time when Darwin introduced his evolution theory, quarry miners in Germany discovered fossilized bones, which they immediately handed over to an anthropologist. The bones were said to be of a man who lived approximately 40,000 years ago. He was considered a non-Homo sapien and specifically referred to as Neanderthal I. The discovery led to the birth of the field of paleoanthropology. And death shall have no dominion. During the course of the Human Genome Project, Swedish researcher Svante Paabo applied techniques that eventually revolutionized the field of paleogenetics. Results of his own study led to the birth of Neanderthal DNA. While several studies on Homo sapiens and Homo neanderthalensis were already conducted over the years, the insufficiency of the remains being extracted has been preventing researchers from ending the dispute on the evolutionary relationship of the two. However, a research team led by Paabo found a way to enhance their DNA extraction